I, the Lord, am coming to save you. Already I am near. Soon I will free you from your sins. Today is the third Sunday in the season of Advent, and which is also known as Gaudete Sunday. The word Gaudete is a command in Latin, which means rejoice, be glad. There are two Sundays in the year that the liturgy in a more intentional way asks us to rejoice. And in those days, the priest wears robes for his vestments. Those Sundays are Lectare Sunday, which is just a couple of Sundays before Easter, and Gaudete Sunday today, which usually falls 1 or 2 weeks before Christmas Day. The color rose is meant to provide a break through a season which is otherwise of a more somber, penitential tone, like Advent is, and even more so Lent. Whenever the priest wears rose for Mass, therefore, it means that the celebration of something great, life-changing, and history-transforming is near. And therefore, we should rejoice because of that event, be it Easter, or in our case today, Christmas Day. What is then the cause for our rejoicing today? That the Lord is near, that his coming in our midst is imminent, really close. Israel, as a nation, lived moments of great joy and gladness as well. One of these moments was called the Jubilee Year, which was an entire year of liberation and rest. Israel celebrated a Jubilee Year once every 50 years, the celebration of which included the restitution of land to the original owners, the remission of debts, and the liberation of slaves. Imagine a Jubilee Year today, a year when the banks would forgive all our debts, and our schools and colleges would call us to say, your debt was paid for this year. It was forgiven. You don't owe us anything anymore. That is what a Jubilee Year entailed for Israel, and that is why we can see why people would rejoice and be glad every time the celebration of such year, the Jubilee Year, was approaching, was near. Isaiah, in the first reading, is proclaiming that the anointed of the Lord will come to announce a year of favor from the Lord. A year of favor from the Lord. A Jubilee Year. That anointed of the Lord, the Messiah, we know is Christ, the Lord Jesus. He did not only come to announce a Jubilee Year, but he became that Jubilee event for us. On the cross, he forgave all our debts, all our sins, and thus opened the doors of heaven for those who die in friendship with God. Before Christ, people did not have access to paradise. Because of Christ and thereafter, we can now hope to go to heaven one day and live not just a jubilee year, but a jubilee eternity, an eternity of rejoicing. That hope is truly a reason to rejoice and to be joyful today. We can dream with heaven now because the Lord, our jubilee year, became man Christmas Day and later gave up his life on the cross, Good Friday and Easter, for the remission of our sins. When we receive communion, when we consume Christ himself in the Eucharist in a worthy manner, we become what we receive. We become the Christ we consume, St. Augustine said. As Christians and members of Christ, we are invited to become a jubilee year for others as well, and thus extend in our bodies, by means of our actions and words, the work of salvation performed by the Lord on the cross. If I may, my invitation today is that we at least declare a jubilee day in our lives, hopefully before Christmas, before this Christmas. On that day, we can come to confession and benefit from the forgiveness of sins that Christ made available by his sacrifice on the cross. On that day, we can also call the people that owe us and set them free from any debt by telling them, "I forgive you. I forgive your debt." And that day, we can also reach out to that person that is so hard to forgive and tell him or tell her, "I forgive you. You don't owe me anything anymore." On that day, we can return to the sad, the joy that is theirs, to the poor, the dignity that to them belongs. Jesus the Lord is coming to earth shortly in the Eucharist, later in glory. That is great news, and we can only rejoice at that. Salvation is that near, is that present in our midst. We can now dream with heaven, rejoice and be glad. Come, Lord Jesus, do not delay. Amen.